I had everybody take one of these little things right here. What's that about? We're going to have a celebration today. And it is not what you might think it is, but it's got to do with what I got to say today. So keep them handy because I expect everybody to use one. And Dan is going to help me out with Bible scriptures. And I'll prompt him to read them. I had a thing, I think, just like this with the yellow, and he knew what it was, so he could stand up and give it. But we're going to have to wing it. The title of the message is, What is Really Going On? And it has to do with the New World Order. And the opening scripture, Dan, you want to take that?
I'm going to stand up when I read these Bible references just to get closer to the microphone. You want to stand for the opening scripture?
Yeah, please.
This is the opening scripture. It's Revelation chapter 20, verse 2 and 3. And it says, And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season.
Amen. Thank you. I start out with a question. What is really going on? Well, isn't it obvious? But there is a small population of united and focused and motivated creatures that are linked by blood relationship and use the claim of racial and religious bond to self-declare a position of elitist. Well, ain't they special? They claim mental superiority and dominant authority over all other peoples. And they have wormed, I really should have said slithered, their way into worldwide positions of authority and control in every aspect of human endeavor. They have achieved this position of global dominance through their exclusive use of the power of money, which they call money magic, and it has a K on the end of it. I guess that's why we are in such dire straits. You know, they take your money for nothing and your chicks for free. Whenever they infiltrated a government or state, they worked from the top to possess the wealth of that state, which leads to dominant control of that state. This has always been accomplished by any means possible, regardless of their methods. They do what the Canaanites. I didn't mean to say that. I copied it directly from what the computer prompted. Why, I don't know. What I was really trying to say was, they do what they can to control everything. In the last 230 years, they have achieved their mission, for which they have endeavored since the recorded history of this present age. And we think we are smarter at this modern time. They call themselves Jews and their ilk. And I'm going a little weird here. Hang with me. Don't believe this fact? Too bad. It is so. You can deny or reject such a concept of what you have gullibly come to believe. You can deny the truth, but that doesn't change it. No one changes the truth with a capital T. Not you or the liars which you believe. I really am not meaning you all, folks, when I say that all what I've just said. You are part of the awakened children. You know, you're part of the bones coming together. I was also speaking to the woke bunch, that regular church crowd. They call themselves Jews, and I have told the world that they are God's chosen people. Let's call them Canaanites from now on, since that's what they who they really are. Nearly all of the Christian world believes they're garbage. That is what we were foretold in the revelation of Christ by John the Beloved. The devil would be released from the pit for a short time to deceive the nations. It's obvious that is exactly what happened. So now I have another question. What is global reset? Besides being their demonic claim to fame, according to Wikipedia, from wikipedia.org/wiki/great_reset, the Great Reset Initiative is an economic recovery plan drawn up by the World Economic Forum in response to the COVID pandemic. I put the L in there. That's my sarcasm. The project was launched in June of 2020 with a video featuring the then Prince of Wales, Charles, who's now the King of England. The video was released to mark the launch of the Great Reset. The initiative's stated aim is to facilitate building from the global, COVID-19 in a way that prioritizes sustainable development. Remember Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive officer of WEF, World Economic Forum? He's the guy who said, "Je veux own nothing." And you will be happy. I have one question. Who will own everything? I know the answer to that one. Don't you? I mean, I inquired on the web for the Great Reset and was directed to a Wikipedia page. At the top of the page for wikipedia.org/wiki/Great Reset, it states, "The Great Reset directs you to here. For the 2010 book, see The Great Reset." But for the 2020 book, it says, "See The Great Reset /books, plural." So we are being told that the plan for the necessary, in parentheses, Great Reset for Global 19 was released in mid-2020 for a book that predicted it in 2010. Got a question there, huh? 10 years later. They altered their plans and rewrote the book to fit their new plan in June of 2020. So, what is that called? Is it called fortune-telling or predictive programming? Someone knew something before anyone else did, and that is a fact. So, it still leaves us to ponder, what is a global reset, really? At the end of the above statement by Wikipedia, it uses the phrase, prioritizes sustainable development. How does that fit with a lot of people getting sick and possibly dying? It doesn't. People get sick and people die. Let's go on. Life goes on and the economic structure of society continues, right? How does millions of people losing their jobs and livelihoods fit in with global sustainability? It doesn't. It fits with the Canaanites' intention to maintain control of the wealth of the world. Them and only them. The World Economic Forum is telling everyone that their expressed priority is to maintain their control of world economics, which belongs to them, since they possess nearly all the wealth now anyway. They are not willing to relinquish that control because the power of their money control system rules this entire world. They will, to their very death, hold their position. And I say, not yet, but it's coming. Well, who needs global reset? All of the everyday people of the world need help. Then that can't be argued. But is it their fault? Oh, yeah, you hear a lot of off-the-cuff comments like, get a better job, make more money. Quit wasting your money or your time. Quit having kids. Quit this or quit that. You know, it's always put back on the individual's lap. It's always your fault. But no, it's not. No, it is not your fault. And don't you see how you can be manipulated and controlled? They're really big on carrot dangling. And watch that right hand. Or, don't you see everything is really proper and upright? To which I say, if you believe that, want to buy a bridge? This is a definition, life sustenance. It is the value of one's worth sufficient to live a comfortable, healthy, and happy lifestyle. Fact, if the wealth of the really overachieved beings of life sustenance, being the top 100 or 300 families of the world, all Canaanites I might had, was equally proportioned among every living being worldwide, every one of us would be a millionaire. Multi-millionaire. And I mean everyone. The numbers add up that way. Again, life sustenance is the value of one's worth sufficient to live a comfortable, healthy, and happy lifestyle. In the Father's righteous world, this value is individually achieved and properly apportioned to the labor performed. And we got Luke 10, 5 through 6.
Mm-hmm. And I say, whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you.
God has provision for everyone. That is what I would call sustainable development. And the kingdom of heaven would be the really great global reset. And I might add, all its factors and side effects will be perfect. Be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Dan?
Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
So it's there. He said it. Who benefits from a global reset? Remember that old Klaus again said what he said? You will own nothing and you will be happy. Ma'am, what a great German accent. Achtung! You will pay attention to me when I am speaking to you. Do you understand me? I love that Sergeant Schultz crap. Don't you? I mean, don't you? This is a great pre-planned event. All the expense and planning. The engineered release of a disease that would predictably kill billions of people. All the controlling practices of masks and social distancing. There's that word predictable again. Who predicted all this crap? A crystal ball, maybe? The only ones to benefit from what the planners call a global reset are the planners and their partners in global crime. But that still doesn't explain why we need a global reset. Why does the world need a global reset? So I have a couple more questions here. Why do the Canaanites want to eliminate the white people of the world? Why are they propagandizing against us to the rest of the people of the world in order to facilitate their driven ambition? All of these questions are bunched together because they are all part of the big picture. The recorded history of this age of man began with Adamic man and his descendants. You know Adam, the son of God. Yahweh God is the father of all of the last vestiges of white people of the world. Our people are in a very great, rapid population decline. And when the Father chose Abraham and his true white lineage through Isaac and Jacob Israel, according to his promise to Abraham, we became the white nations of the world. Dan?
Genesis 17:5. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee.
Thank you. So I say, bada bing. So here we are. Now, let's take those other questions one at a time. And why does the world need a great reset? Answer again, we don't. The Canaanites do, which brings up the obvious next question. And why? Like it's always been realized, for the last 230 or so years, this 2% of the population, which they claim is 2%, these dirty little boogers have wormed their way into control of everything. To capitulate any part of that stance would be their virtual end, and their very existence would be terminated, because we'd pounce on them like the bugs they are. When the people finally understand what has happened to them in their slumber, we will react as if we have not yet had our first cup of coffee yet. The Canaanites began their power grab a very long time ago. It started in Babylon. And Dan's going to help us out again.
Daniel 2:31-35. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. The great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them into pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, that became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
Thank you. That was the head of gold. It moved to silver, then to bronze, copper, iron, and finally mud pies, you know, clay. They mixed with a little bit of iron just for texture's sake. This has been their progressive approach to owning everything, from gold to lesser degrees of metals, and what they established as valuable stones. They determined that value. They determined the degree value of the lesser stones and minerals to use the and control all industrializing metals, all the way down to the dirt that must be worked to provide the very food we all must have. Our very life sustenance is what they have control of. And by their evil mind, they intend to keep it and use it only to their satisfaction and pleasure. This is a worldwide chess game, and they plan to be the winners. In what we arrogantly call the modern industrial era, their control system was perfected through the banking industry, and their usurious system of exorbitant compounded interest to satisfy Judah's royal hierarchy, coupled with extortion to solidify their control of the kings, the kingdom's continually increasing gluttonous demands could not be satiated sufficiently by the people of their kingdoms. The kings gave up their God-given authority in exchange for more and more personal pleasures to satisfy their demonic and habitual addictions. That's a big one. And because of their extreme fear of exposure, due to satanic extortion, kings and political leaders have had to assume a submissive stance for the political control and financial maintenance of their individual nations. And this included the financing of wars. Dan?
Matthew 24:6-8. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows.
Both sides of a national confrontation have always been incited against each other and financed by the same banking interests. War is the biggest profit venture of all time, with the bonus intention of killing man, us. Once the bankers are established in a country, they hold sway to all interests in that country because they control all of its wealth. This is the bargain made with the devil by our leaders. And the people, the citizens, us, have all been pledged as collateral. And individuals acquiring life's necessities and supposedly enjoying a happy lifestyle can never be fully realized. One will never be able to satisfy the demand placed upon them just to live. The evil ones count the mud pies, and they slice them up to their pleasure. First, the gold was established, the established value of exchange. Silver and other minerals followed suit. They have acquired nearly all of the world's wealth and minerals. Sure, a person may hold some in their boxes. You know, some gold, silver, or gems in varying degrees, and they may consider themselves wealthy. What they hold are mere trinkets and baubles in the scheme of things. Just something to be picked up later after they're gone. And they most certainly are. After taking all the wealth, the bankers shifted to the fiat system, which is printing money from nothing. Such is the slavery system we are controlled in today. Value out of thin air as it is. Such is the slavery... A promissory note, I agree to pay you later for what I need now. You remember Wimpy, Popeye's buddy? I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Yeah, I understand repayment of that loan will be considerably higher. As a matter of fact, it may never be satisfied, whatever loan you have. In principle, the Canaanite leaders don't really concern themselves with the principal. They only want that interest payment due, and they love a late fee. Our money for nothing, such is our position now. They know their Ponzi scheme is a house of cards and is imploding within itself. In the last half century or so, they have focused their world dominance in other areas and methods. Population control, global warming, and as always, conflict and fighting in every way they can. They expeditiously benefit from any differences. And now, finally, that plandemic, with all its attached idiotic control systems. By the way, and I'm just going to say this the way I want to say it. What the hell is 6 foot distancing? I would call that a type of behavior, antisocial instead of social. Wouldn't you rather say, come over here, I need to talk to you. The devastating effects of climate control and the slow poisoning of the earth and all its vulnerable population via chemtrail farming. All the things mentioned or overlooked but still exist are virtual or implied methods of strengthening their position toward their world dominance. And now finally, the New World Order makes claim to a new age of dominance to be managed through a system of digital currency, which they have been working towards via credit cards, debit cards, digital banking, digital transactions. Dan knows one. You want to talk about it? I told you I was going to call you.
We all went, Corey and I and Bill Crystal went to Freeland's soccer game.
Friday.
We went to a soccer game, and it was a tournament sponsored by the KSHAA. And they had a table there when you walked through the gate for paying admission cost. And they didn't take cash. They didn't take credit cards. You had to take a picture of a QR code that they had pasted on the table with your phone, and then you had to download the app on your phone that QR code brought up, and then you had to arrange to pay that app, that new app that you just put on your phone, tie it into your bank account, to pay the admission fee to get into the soccer game.
To watch some kids play.
And it's just the money system is getting ridiculously complicated and out of hand, I think. It aggravated me. I asked the lady why I couldn't pay with a green piece of paper that said, this is legal tender for all debts, public and private. You know, the debt's either public or it's private. It's one or the other, and this green paper is good for both. I should have stayed home like I was thinking about.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam. All the things mentioned or overlooked but still exist are virtual or implied methods of strengthening their positive or their position toward world dominance. The New World Order is a new name for their same old evil world control system. It is nothing more than a universal effort to maintain slavery over all the masses without the interference of any intermediaries, specifically now our nations. This is the final step in a world of their own. First, they took out the kings, and now they're going to take out the nations, the kingdoms. Till this present time, they have always operated in the dark, but now their plan is being illuminated for all to see. They have always attempted control of this world, and except for that millennial period when the gospel of Christ was established in the Israelite white nations, the demonic bastards, in whatever way they could, disrupted the kingdom of heaven. Don't you remember President Bush Sr.? You know, you call him Poppy. That's what they called him, Poppy. There's one for you to research. Hint, Afghanistan. And why did they call him Poppy? Such a term of an endearment. Oh, remember, he was famous for calling for a new world order. We're going to have a new world order. Anyway, I have a little side tale for you. It starts out with the Canaanites twisting, lying, and always changing the historical narrative to suit their purposes. The only way we know what truth may be is if it suits their plans. I spoke of this in A Tale of Two Societies, and some of y'all have read it. It's about a family by the name of Scherf. It's spelled S-C-H-E-R-F-F. They were politically involved in Germany at the time. Preston, the father, and George, his son. And George, by the way, was in the German Navy. When Hitler was elected chancellor, they left Germany. They moved to America and changed their name. They became the Bush family. And just some more Canaanites hiding in the bushes, so to speak. All the early history we have been told about the Bush clan is fiction, just like their name. As a matter of fact, Scherf was a made-up name. Before that one, their name was Bauer. I seen your lips move. Bauer. Now, where did I hear that one before? Oh, yeah, Papa Meyer Amschel Rothschild. Before he changed his name, it was Bauer. Wow, one big happy family, huh? Another interesting fact is Mr. Preston Bush was an accountant. They've always been big on money, that clan. And when they came over here, he started taking care of Nikola Tesla's books. with all of his inventions, including AC, meaning alternating current, Nichols still tied, he still died penniless. Makes a person wonder, who has been making all the profit from electricity worldwide for over 100 years? While Papa Preston was busy taking care of the books, young George would spend his time snooping around Nikola's laboratory. Mr. Tesla considered him a pest and a nuisance, and he called him Curious George. Yep, that's where that fictional character came from. Mr. H.A. Ray, and that's a pen name, because his real name, last name is Reiersbach. And him and his wife, Marge, were German Jews. Canaanites. They created the cartoon Curious George in 1939, and the couple lived out their lives peacefully, if in fact that's possible. They moved back to Germany after the war. However, another person connected to Curious George was not as fortunate. It was Mr. Alan Shalek, the television producer, involved with the animated telefilm series of Curious George, and was murdered February the 8th, 2006. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. Yeah, right. Anyway, back to task. The kingdom of heaven is here, and it has always been at hand. Dan?
Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
This is not their world. Though they have pirated this society into what they consider their own, neither this world or this society are theirs. All things belong to the Creator and His children. Us. The pure blood seed of Adamic man were assigned to control this plane of existence till the Master returns. This brings us to the next question. Why did the Canaanites want to eliminate the white people of the world? Well, the answer to that one is quite simple. They know who we are. They know we are the bloodline of God. They know what our duty is and what our service is, which is yet to be performed. We are the tenders of this garden, and they are the weeds to be plucked out and cast into the fire. Which only stands to reason why they are propagandizing the rest of the beings of the world in order to facilitate their driven ambition. As the cowards which they can unquestionably are, they always get others to take their lumps for them. Besides, they claim financial benefit from heavy conflict, remember? They live in mortal fear of us. They know we are immortal beings, and they are mortal. They are mortal. They have nearly exhausted their welcome and their mortality. They are racing to their own destruction, and the Father loves His own. Well, to summarize, the Father cursed the Canaanites, the blood-mixed kin to Cain, the son of the serpent, who was allowed to stay alive. With the full vengeance of their father, they held true to their course and bit at the heels of the children of God since their time in this plane of existence. Dan?
Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
They've always been after us. They have always stayed diligent to their task to kill, steal, and destroy. And go ahead, Dan. Next one.
John 10:10-11. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Thanks, Dan. And when they were released from the pit and gained an unwarranted equal position with us, they used that deception to claim dominant control over all things. But thankfully, we are told this is a short time only. However, as we were promised, nothing is hidden, and all will be revealed in the final days. We are coming back to life and awakening to who's who and who's Jew. Oh, that's a quote from the late Dr. James P. Wickstrom. They have deceitfully gained rule over the nations, our nations. First, by taking the physical wealth and holding total rule by way of slavery through fiat currency and the tactics of one guy by the name of Niccolò Machiavelli. Now they are trying to establish their own world control system without us, the white children of God. That means without our nations, our organizations, or our people groups. Without the white family of God, period. That's what the New World Order is. Thank God we are finally awakening to their identity and to our identity, our purpose, and our eternal destiny. Now I got something else I'm going to go into. This is called Our Cry to the Father. I was laying in bed meditating, and I'd been awake for about an hour or so, or something like that. And the time doesn't matter. Time is what we utilize in this realm of existence. And we are eternal spirit beings. When the Holy Spirit speaks, we listen. Whatever time it is. Man's heart fails him for fear. Fear of what? Fear of the unknown? No. Fear is the opposite of faith, and faith comes from hearing and awakening to the word of Yahweh. Fear of being alone? No. Not if you're in the Father. The Father loves and cares for his own. And he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Things that come into the heart or imposed upon the spirit of a brother in the stillness, in the still darkness of his meditation, are from the Holy Spirit and should be studied as so. If spoken openly, it is for the enlightenment of an individual or for the family. And next scripture, Dan.
What's that reference?
Matthew 10:26-28.
Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
This world is doomed. It has arrived to that inevitable place of exposure. The evil of this system, of this society, is being opened and exposed for all to see. is being revealed for all to see and to understand. Their secrets are not secret anymore, and they are condemned where they stand. Father, this is my prayer to you. I pray against the evil of this world, this system, and this society. With the authority you have given me, with the power of your Holy Spirit within me, guiding me and directing me, I come boldly to your throne of grace. I stand before you, united with the combined spirits of my brothers. We stand together to move against the demonic forces that have taken power of your society. This is not their society. Nothing that the demons or their bastard children think they possess or falsely claim as theirs is theirs. They and their seed are of the liar, and they are a lie. There are two realities that exist in this realm of existence. Your creation, Father, and their perversions. Neither belong to the demon horde. Creation is not theirs. And all else that will cease to exist when they do. They are not entitled to anything. Satan and his seed have falsely taken by deception what they claim is theirs. From the wealth of the world, they have hoarded to the detriment of life sustainability of your deceived children. To the very air that they consume, which in fact is ours, for it is what and how you breathe your life and your spirit into us, your children. They have inverted the kingdom of heaven into this evil, demonically perverted system. And they have deceived your children. And this is the only society there is. They are we're so deceived. Since you can hear me now, I'm talking to somebody else, speaking to the evil one. I challenge the God of the air. You and your self-conceived power and authority are taken and removed from you forever. Now take it up with our Father. What? You can't reach him? You can't talk to him anymore? Well, that's your problem, you evil bastard. You're not going to cry on our shoulder. Our Father told us, you have not because you ask not. And you ask amiss. Which is to say, you're missing the target when you pray. We have been asking for the wrong things. To this point, I've spoken to the first person singular, but not no more. From now on, I speak for and with my family. And we now pray as a family in unity. And now I'm going to ask y'all to stand and pray with me. And because we stand at our Father's feet, but we do not grovel. We come boldly to our Father's throne of grace to ask that the power of His Holy Spirit, which is in us, will awaken us to the task which He has set before us. So if you'll repeat after me, because you can't read it, sorry. Father, with your help and your direction, it is time for us to clean house and dispose of the trash. Father, it is our prayer and our request that you stop this evil. Make it seen and known. And understood to all your children. That you, Father, and only you can awaken your harmony.
And only you can awaken your harmony.
And you have.
And you have.
We boldly ask that you make it so. Then those of us who are awake will speak. To and for the rest of our brothers. Who are at slumber in their nations. Arouse us, all of us. Your family around the world. Father, when we prayed in Samuel's on Samuel's shoulder, we were wrong. We no longer want to live in the evil. We want the kingdom of heaven, which is at our hand. And we only want your kingdom of heaven to reign over us. Father, we need you. Father, as you said on the cross, it is finished. Please, Father, make it so. Our family collectively, as your bride, wish to say, we want to come home. And we thank you, Father. Amen. Y'all may sit down. Okay. Now, we know that we live in mortal fear because the Father said, they know now live in mortal fear because the Father said, Jacob I love and Esau I hated. Go ahead.
Malachi chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness.
Thank you.
You read the other verse?
Too? Yeah, sure.
And then Romans 9:13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
I had him read both those because it's Old Testament and New Testament. He didn't change them. Nothing's changed with the Father. The Father is going to show us how to do the really, really, really great reset. It's called the Wedding Feast of the Lamb. And we do not care if they are ready or not, because ready or not, here we come. And we're going to have a party. And as Crystal likes to say, boom shakalaka, meaning kind of like in your face, devil. So let's all blow. Thank you, folks.